Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So my dear friend and Talmud, Rabbi Isaacson, the Rosh Yeshiva, it means a lot to me as well to be here. And people ask me, you know, my family, my friends, why is this yeshiva different than all the others? Because in recent years, I almost never go out of my routine. And when yeshivas want to hear a shir, they usually come to my Beis Medrash. So why is the yeshiva in Mevaseret different than all the others? For a few reasons. Special relationship I have with the Rosh Yeshiva. And not only with the Rosh Yeshiva, but a lot of staff members. Rabbi Stephen Glantz and Rabbi Howie Apfel. Because a few years ago, nobody knew of Rabbi Stephen Glantz. He was known as Stevie Glantz and Dr. Apfel. And this is a new world. And I think this is a huge inspiration for our Talmidim. So once upon a time, people thought, people growing up in a modern world, that to be a magachir and a yeshiva, you need to be a batlan. If you can't do anything meaningful, then you're going to be a magachir in the yeshiva. And to see accomplished people, each of them in their respective fields, lawyers, business people, doctors, putting it all behind them and dedicating their lives to teach Torah is an important message to convey. And this yeshiva, I think, is unique. You know, I don't know any other yeshiva. The entire staff is lawyers, business people, doctors, what else? Scientists. And everybody seeing the central theme of their lives and the biggest chus and the biggest privilege just to teach Torah. And I think to myself, if I wouldn't be teaching Torah, what would I be good at? I don't know. Would I be a good scientist, a good doctor? I don't know. How would I know? I never tried. But Baruch Hashem, it is the biggest privilege and the biggest chus to teach Torah and emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way, because every day in the morning we say, HaMalamed Torah La'amai Yisrael. So that is one reason, you know, I am happy to come and visit the yeshiva. And the other reason is not everywhere that I go, do I get such a warm welcome as out here, having all the boys standing outside and singing, you know, so this is heartwarming. I don't have that every day. So that might be another reason that I am happy to come to this yeshiva. So the yeshiva asked me to speak about Talmud Torah. And every day in the morning we say, so many mitzvahs, mitzvah she'en lehem shiur, mitzvah she'odam oichel pereseim b'yolem hazev, akeran kiyemes le'yolem habo, and then we say, the Talmud Torah, keneged kulam. So Talmud Torah is the most fundamental and the biggest mitzvah of them all, to learn and to teach. Learning and teaching are two sides of the same coin. There's a tzevoah of the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer writes in his will, which is a very short tzevoah, a very short will, but a beautiful one, because the Chassam Sofer was very poetic.
Kol HaLashon.
And he writes, we are all children of our father Avraham. We are all students or disciples of our teacher Moshe. We are all servants of our king David. David Melech Yisrael, Anu Avadav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Anu Talmidav, Avraham Avinu, Anachnu Banav. And they were all humble people. Avram says, Unarchi ofa ve'efer. David says, Unarchi tolas velo ish. And David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'nachnu mo. And Melech HaMashiach will be a oni haroichev ala chamor. So the Chassam Sofer writes about how important Anova is. Our greatest giants were the most humble of people. And then the Chasam Sofer writes, even if you know ma'at min ha-ma'at, whatever you know, you're supposed to teach. You don't need to be a Godel Hador to teach Torah. Everyone has the mitzvah to teach Torah. And even if you're not very scholarly, and you're not a great Talmud Chochem, what you know, you should teach. Teach your neighbors, teach your friends, teach anyone that is willing to listen. Learning and teaching are two sides of the same coin. So I spend some time learning, I spend a lot of time teaching, and when you teach, you grow. And that is my bracha to all of our ramim in the yeshiva, each of you leaving his respective field and just joining this wonderful yeshiva to have the privilege and the schus to teach Torah. So the fundamental mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Rambam brings various different psukim. That is what we learn in Kiddushin Daf Lamed. That is our mitzvah to learn. Teach your children. Talmud Torah is fundamentally one mitzvah. And the Rambam counts it only one slot in the list of Taryag. But this one mitzvah has many different facets and many different manifestations. Learn, teach your children, teach Talmidim. Some of the many mitzvahs count Talmud Torah as different mitzvahs. Rabbi Saul Salanta writes in a letter that there are two different mitzvahs in Talmud Torah and Yediyas HaTorah. Learning and knowing, mastering Torah. But Amin Chasosar, I wrote, no, these are not two different mitzvahs because none of them are mitzvahs. And I would like to hear from the Talmidim, how many svarim are you aware of? Monei HaMitzvot, who was the very first of Gedol Yisrael that wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs. Who knows? Rav Hai going? I'm not aware that we have Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rav Hai. But we have two Goinim, the Aluchas Gedolis, and it is not entirely clear who the Aluchas Gedolis was. Most assume Rav Yehudai Goin and Rav Sadia Goin. And then come along Balei HaTosfos. Three Balei HaTosfos wrote Sifrei Mitzvahs. Smad, Rav Moshe Makutzi, Sefer Mitzvahs Godel, Sefer Mitzvahs Koton, and that is the Ri Mikurbel, and Sefer Yireim, Rav Elozer Mimetz. Why is the Smag Sefer Mrs. Godel and the Smag Sefer Mrs. Cotton? Why is that? Two different reasons. The Smag was the earlier one, and the Smag came later. Second reason, the Smag Sefer Mrs. Cotton, Rima Korbel, only writes mitzvah shenoagot bizman hazeh. And that's a different approach. The Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban, the Bar Plukta of the Rambam. And then Sefer HaChinuch. Last but not least, is the Tashbitz and Sefer Zohar HaRakia, who actually is a commentary on the Sefer HaZoris of Ibn Gvirol. But the Zohar HaRakia, the Tashbitz, goes far beyond the HaZoris. And none of these Moinei HaMitzvahs count Talmud Torah and Yediyas HaTorah as two separate mitzvahs. And therefore, once again, two sides of the same coin. The mitzvahs to learn, the goal, the mahus, the essence of the mitzvah is to know. We are to learn because we need to know. And we need to know because we need to do. And at the end of Perek Hamed Kedushin, the Gemara deals with the question, Talmud Godel or Masa Godel? And the maskana, the conclusion of the sugya is, Talmud Gadol, she Talmud Mevile Daimaisa. Rabbi Yaffo, there's an empty seat here. I used this seat before, so please come in. Please, come in. I'm happy to give you my seat. So the Gemara says, Talmud Gadol. And why is Talmud more important than Maisa? She Talmud Mevile Daimaisa. And therefore I say, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is learn. The essence of mitzvah Talmud Torah is to know. And the reason we need to know is to do. And that is the interaction between three different concepts. So if the mitzvah is to learn, and the goal, the objective, the essence is to know, that means that the mitzvah is to learn in a way that will bring you the utmost and maximum knowledge and yediyas haTorah. And that is how we understand the sugin Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. Mevatlan Talmud Torah Bishvil Kriya Shema. And a Megillah Daf Dalet. Mekan Samchu Shel Beis Rebbi Shemevatlan Talmud Torah Veboam Lishmoa Mikro Megillah. And the Beis Ephraim asks, isn't Mikro Megillah Torah? I mean, there are 100 Mamore Chazal Masechet Megillah just interpretation on the Psukim of Megillah Esther. So obviously, Megillah Esther is an integral part of Torah. Kriya Shema is definitely a part of Torah because twice in Shas, Nedorim Davches, Menoches Tzadik Tes, the Gemara says, V'ogisu bo yoimam v'laylo, I bo yepoter nafshay b'kriya Shema Shachas v'yarvis. You could be Mekayim with Kriya Shema Shachas v'yarvis, the mitzvah of La'yom Sefer HaTorah Zema Picho V'ogisu bo yoimam v'layla. So Kriya Shema is Torah, Megillah is Torah. So what's Mevatlan Talmud Torah b'shvil Kriya Shema? Is Kriya Shema Bittul Torah? In a way it is. Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn in order that you shall know. You need to learn to achieve more clarity, more yediyas haTorah, more knowledge, and to know how to be a good Jew and how to perform all the other mitzvahs. And therefore, when you're learning Gemara or Mishneh Berurah and you're into a sugya, and then you close the Gemara to recite Kriya Shema, to read the Megillah, so you're not going to learn many halachas from Kriya Shema and from Mikra Gila. On one hand, Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah, but it also has the essence of Bittul Torah, because Ikar Mitzvah Talmud Torah is Lada'at et ha-derech nelechba ve'et ha-maaseh asher yasun. Talmud Gadol, she-talmud mevi l'dei ma'ase. So to sum it all up, we need to learn in order to know, we need to know in order to perform, in order to do. And that is the derech, and that is the derech to shleimus, and to achieve greatness as a Jew, and to lasot retzon avinu shebashamayim. So how much does one need to learn? Could we quantify how much does one need to learn? We come back to this fundamental pasuk. Lo yom sefer haTorah zema picho v'ogisu bo yomam v'layla. Does anybody know where this pasuk is? First perek in Sefer Yoshua. Probably that proves the significance of this mitzvah. It is the very first perek m'sifra hanaviim. Yeshua Perek Aleph. So that is Divrei Kabbalah. Min haTorah, how much does one need to learn? So I quoted before the Mishnah we say every day in the morning, Yelad Vorem She'en Lehem Shiur. And the Vilna Gaon on the spot in Shnois Eliyahu says, Ein Lehem Shiur Lo Lamala Velo Lamata. How much does one need to learn? As much as he can. And it is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a boichin klayot velev, that will determine how much each and every one of us needs to learn. I think more than once, when I had the opportunity to visit the yeshiva, I told this story in the past, but I assume there are many new Talmidim that didn't hear when I last spoke about this, and even our older Talmidim, some things you just say 100 times, and every time you say it, you're inspired and you feel it. So a wonderful story that I shared many times with many people in many places throughout the world. When the Chazon Ish passed away, and Rav Henkin was Maspid the Chazon Ish, Rav Henkin was the Gadol in America, Al Piv Yishak Kol Dovorm, until the light of Rav Moshe lit up the world. So Rav Henkin was Maspid the Chazon Ish, and Rav Henkin said, I first met the Chazon Ish in a little town in Russia named Stoivzi. We were both young people, I didn't know the Chazon Ish, and I came to visit the Rav of the community. His name was Rav Sarotskin. And as I came into the Rav's home, this young man came out of the Rav's room, and I gave him Shalom Aleichem. I asked him, who are you? And he said, I'm the son of the Rav of Kosovo. And the Chazon Ish's father was Rav in a town called Kosovo. And I asked him, what do you do? And he said, we run a shop. We run a shop, because the Chazon Ish's wife worked in a shop. And I asked him, do you learn? Are you a learned person? Do you learn? And he answered, when I have time, I learn. And whenever I tell the story, I say, obviously, he had a lot of time. Obviously, he had a lot of time. So the Chazon Ish said, when I have time, I learn. And what are you doing here? I asked him. And he said, the Rav called. When a Rav calls, you come. End of the conversation. Obviously, the Chazon Ish wasn't a very engaging speaker, he wasn't great in conversations. Shoyel Ke'inyan, Meshiv Kahalacha, not one extra word. And I say, that is the definition of Talmud Torah. When I have time, I learn. And Rav Henkin said, when I came into the Rav's room, I asked, who is this strange young man that just walked out? And he said, you don't know Rav Avram Shaya, he's going to be the Gadol HaDor in a few years. He is the man. So why did he come to the Rav? So the Rav told me, I have some emergency surgery, I need to leave the town, I'm going to be away a few weeks, and I asked him to step in and ask the Shailas, that'll come up. So, but when he asked the Chazon Ish, what are you doing here? He said, the Rav called. When the Rav calls, you come. That is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When you have time, you need to learn. So, Vogisa B'yom Avalayla was in Perek Aleph from Sefer Yehoshua. And how do we interpret this pasuk? Yom Avalayla means all day and all night, or some of the day and some of the night. That is a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel and Brochas Lamed Hei. Rabbi Shmuel says, the Pesuk says in Kriya Shema, Vosafto Degonecho, Haneg Behem Minag Derech Eretz. And Rabbi Shmuel deals with the Pesuk, Vohugisa Bo Yomam Velayla, Yochel Dvorem Kechsovom. Could the proper pshat be, you need to learn all day and all night? That is impossible, because the Pesuk says, Vosafto Degonecho, Haneg Behem Minag Derech Eretz. You need to work, you need to provide for your family. You need to put bread on the table, and whatever time you have left, you should learn. Yom HaValayla means some of the day and some of the night. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees, and he says, Charish b'shas charisha, zoreya b'shas riya, koitza b'shas k'tzira. So what are you going to learn? Torah matahei oleo. Yom HaValayla, according to Rashbi, is all day and all night. Vosafta dugonecha. The Navi says, Va'amdu zorim uru'u tzonchem. Others will come and take care of your flock. Others from other peoples and other nations will come and they will provide for you. That is what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says. So according to Reb Shimon, we need to learn all day and all night. Reb Shmuel says, some of the day and some of the night. Both Reb Shimon and Reb Shmuel contradict their own statement in Menachas Tzadik Tes. Because there Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is the one quoted by Reb Yochanan, Afilu lo koru ela kriya shema shachras va'arvis, he already is makayim the mitzvah v'gisa bo yomam v'layla. Reb Shimon is the one in Brochas that says, all day and all night. Vosavta deganecho bezman she'ein Yisrael oisim ritzono shel makom. And he says, Kriya Shema Shachris Vavis. And in that same Gemara, Menachas Tzadik Tes, it is Rabbi Yishmoel. In the beginning of Masechet Peah in Yerushalmi, it is Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. Same story. Ben Doma ben Achoysa, Rabbi Yishmoel asked his uncle, Ani shalamadati kolato erekura, ma'ani lelmot chokhma yevanit. He was interested in studying Greek philosophy because I finished Shas, I finished the Yerushalmi. Could I take some time off and learn Greek philosophy? And Rabbi Shmuel says, well, b'shosha einoi lo yom v'lo laila. What does he mean? Yom v'laila need to be dedicated for Torah. Bogisa b'yomam v'laila. If you could find any time which is neither day or night, then you could study philosophy or whatever you wish to study. So Rabbi Shmuel in Brocha says, Hanik ben Minik Derecheretz. He is the one in Menachas that says, you can't do anything besides learning Torah because the Pesuk says, Bogisla b'yom v'layla. Reb Shimon is the one in Brochas that says, Yom v'layla is all day and all night. And he is the one that says, Menachas Kriya Shema Shachris v'Arvis. So what I wrote in Minchas Osher is this. The Mechlokes Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel and Brochas is not in Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It is in Derech Eretz. It is not regarding the individual, but regarding the nation, the people, the tzibur. What is the proper way for Klal Yisrael to live? Rabbi Shimon says, Yom v'layla, v'chol b'nayach lamudei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects every Jew to learn Torah all day and all night. So what's going to be with Parnasa? V'amdu zarim ora'u tzonchem. Rabbi Shmuel responds, I guess, and he says, that is a utopian dream. It's a dream, it's a prayer, it's a hope. It's not a program. It's not a program. That is a miracle. Ve'ein soim chem alaneis. Hanig behem mineg derecheres. You need to work, you need to provide. Provide for your family, yes. Greek philosophy, no. That is not needed for your panosa. The Rosh in the first Perek of Bava Basra says, the definition of toirosoi omenosoi does not depend how many hours a day you learn. It depends what do you do with your leisure time. What do you do when you're not working? That defines you as a ben toira or not. And that is the Rosh in the first Perek of Bava Basra. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein soimchem al hanes. We're waiting for others to come and sower fields and plow the fields and harvest the fruit. Doesn't happen. They're not coming. And therefore, hanig behem minig derecheretz. But when you're not working to provide for your families, for your communities, you need to learn. And that is why he tells his nephew, Vogisa bo yomam v'layla. Reb Shimon says, we never tried. But if we would try and everybody would be learning, then that is not a utopian dream. V'amdu zorim ora'u tzoynechem. And the Gemara says, harba osu kereb Shimon v'loyolso biyodom. Harba osu kereb Shmo v'yolso biyodom. The Marsho, Rab Chaim of Elozhen, and Shaul Aleph and Nefesh Chaim, and many others say, the emphasis is on Harba. Harba also ki Reb Shimon v'layolso biyodom. Reb Shimon's Mahalach is right for the chosen few, for the individuals. Those that have the capacity to be Gedolei Yisrael, teachers of Torah, those that have the willingness to dedicate day and night just to learn and to teach, they are entitled to do so. And they could rely on Siyata Dishmaya, and all the others need to support them. But it's not a program for the many, for the many. It is a program for the few. And that's why the Gemara says, Harba also kereb Shimon v'loyolso biyodom. Harba also kereb Shmo v'yolso biyodom. And they're going, in the first Mishnah Masechet Peah, that I quoted before, Eile devorim she'ein lehem shiur. The Gaon says, ein lo shiur lo lemala velo lemata. And alochi kirebi Shmuel, hanig behem minig derech eretz. For some people and some time, vogisa beyoyim avalayla means all day and all night. For other people, in other times, vogisa beyoyim avalayla means some of the day and some of the night. So it is the same Reb Shimon Beyechoi that says, all day and all night, in Brachas Lamed Hei, some people and sometimes, Kriya Shema Shachres Va'arvus. As educators and as Marbitzei Torah, we all know it is not realistic to expect all our children to be great scholars and teachers of Torah. We try and we expect all our kids in the formative stage of their life, in their teens, their early years, to dedicate all their time to learning Torah, because that is the foundation, that is the fundament, that is the basis of your personality. But eventually, many of us, probably most of us, will be providing for our families and not learning full time. So for some people, Vogisa B'yom Avalayla would mean all day and all night. For others, it would be part of the day and part of the night. And even for the great scholars and the great Lamdonim, some days are different than other days. So your wife is having a baby, you're sitting in the delivery room, you don't really have head to learn, and you don't have a gemara there, so you say some tehillim and wait for the Seder Stavros. You're moving. And anybody that ever moved from one house to the other knows what a type of a day that is. And so some days, all you will be able to do is Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvus. So when the Mishnah says, Eret Vorem Shein Lem Shior, it means that how much one needs to learn is relative. It depends on your personality, it depends on who you are, it depends on your koiches and nefesh, and it all depends on circumstances. So it is the same Reb Shimon that says, all day and all night. And to Reb Shimon, if we all would dedicate all our energies and resources to Talmud Torah, our existence would be miraculous. Va'am dezurim ura'ut zoynchem. Va'ein halochi kereb Shimon. Halochi kereb Yishmol. We live in a natural world, and we will need to provide for our families and our communities. Harba oso kerebishmol va'olso biyodam. And it is those individuals that they will be expected to dedicate days and nights and whatever they have to learn Torah and ultimately to be teachers of Torah. So Rabbi Shmuel on one hand says, Ein soimchem al anes. Hanik behem minig derecheres. On whatever time you have to learn, you should learn. And that is the importance of korveya itim letoira. And so many times young boys come to ask me, the coming years I won't be able to learn much. Kids in the army, especially in boot camp, in Tiranut, really working very hard. People that learning medicine, studying medicine, and we don't have much time to learn. And I emphasize the importance of kvias itim letoira. More time, less time. But kvias itim letoira is a chiyuv. And the Shulchan Aruch says, chayav odom lilmed Torah b'yoyim v'layla. In extreme circumstances, but only in extreme circumstances, you could rely on kvias shema shachris v'yarvis. But you need to try to be koveya itim letoira. So when, as this war broke out, you know, there's Rav David Gottlieb, my dear friend, and an organization, Selas, printed Minchas Osher, soft cover, paperback, special for soldiers, fitting into the army uniform, and 12 volumes came out, one on each of Chamishuchum Shetoira, and 7 others on the Chagam and Moyadim, And it meant so much to me and still means so much to me to know that soldiers up in Gaza, down in Gaza, up in the north, are learning my Torah. So everybody needs to be koveya itim le'Torah. Some of us, sometimes we could learn more, and other times we will be learning less. So neither Rabbi Shmuel nor Rabbi Shimon don't contradict their own opinions. Rabbi Shimon says, Vogisa b'yom v'layla fundamentally would mean all day and all night, when possible. So the Chazon Ish said, when I have time, I learn. How do you define having time? That is relative. Each day would be different, and each individual would be different. And as I said, when the Chazon Ish said, "Tenechob tzeit le'anich," when I have time, I learn. Obviously, he had a lot of time. So that, how we reconcile Reb Shimon, and the same to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, ultimately most of us will be needing to work to provide for our families, but even those need to know the importance of Kaveya Itim LaTorah. And when you don't need to work, you too are obliged and expected to dedicate all your spare time to Talmud Torah. The Ramami Pana, not the Ramami Pana, but Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Eliezer Papo. Does anybody know which Sforim he wrote? Pele Yoyetz, and what else? He has another Sefer in Halacha, which is the Chesed L'Alofim. And he writes both in Chesed L'Alofim and in Pele Yoyetz, a Geshmaka Vort, or maybe even a Vertel. A vort and a vertel are not exactly the same. Both are not pshat. So he says the importance of kaveya itim le'Torah. Kol kavua kamachatza al machatza. That is a haloch in Issa v'heter. You probably didn't learn Issa v'heter, but ask your Rambam what that concept means. Kol kavua kamachatza al machatza. V'kaveya le'itim le'Torah. It is as if you've been learning half of the day. And then there's Yerushalmi, it's an Enoch of Dalet, and the beginning of Masechet Peah. What happens when a person is half-half? Machtez achuyos, v'machetz ahavaynos. Kodesh Baruch Hu pushes him over the tipping point, and that is Chazdei Shemayim, Rav Chesed, Matei Klapei Chesed. If you convey it in the Torah, then it's machatz al machatz, kol kavua ka machatz al machatz. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a push. And the Yerushalmi says, if you don't have enough mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you some of his. He has enough mitzvahs. And he gives you some of his. And then you arrive, rubai kikuloi. So if you convey it to Mlatoyre, it is as if you've been learning all day. Three concepts. Kol kavua, rav chesed mata klape chesed, and then it's Rubai Kikoloi. Could I argue against this Chiddush? I could, but I don't wish to. You know, I'm very happy to take it as is. And that is the importance of Kaveya Itim LaTorah. So my bracha to all these young and wonderful Talmidim, you're sitting in yeshiva, and these are the formative years. Take advantage of every moment. You should be lucky to learn in this yeshiva, because I know most of your Ramim, and this is a very unique place. And when I meet the wonderful Talmidim of this yeshiva, I always, the first question I ask a yeshiva bocher is, are you enjoying? Are you enjoying the yeshiva? Are you happy in yeshiva? Whenever I asked a bocher of this yeshiva, the answer was always very excited and very enthusiastic. So Baruch Hashem, to learn Torah b'simcha, that is the greatest segula. So many times young Bochram and young Ungalite ask me, do I have a zgula for memory? Do I have a zgula? Because boys learning usually become very frustrated. We learn and we learn, and it's difficult to retain what we're learning. We forget. So let me say, we all forget. I forget. Everybody forgets. Alavai, we should remember as much as Gedolei Yisrael have forgotten. But if you learn a lot, then much will stay with you. So never become frustrated because you're forgetting. The Minchas Osher writes, Ashichecha hi tofa'at teva kamo harav v'hatzima'on. Forgetfulness is natural phenomena like hunger and thirst, exactly the same. The moment you finish eating, your digestive system churns into motion, and sometime it's inevitable you're going to become hungry again. And the same with drinking, and the same with learning. Everybody forgets. It is nature, so never become frustrated that you forget. Learn a lot, and learn good. So do I have a zgula to retain your learning, to remember what you learn? There are many zgulas, and some of them are in Chazal. One sefer writes a zgula, al pi kabbalah. The first snow of the winter, put on your forehead, and that is a zgula to remember what you're learning, because sheleg is begematria shichacho. And I say, how long does this zgula work? Until the snow dissolves on your head. Not much longer. Because every sensible person understands you're not going to remember Shas by piling snow on your head. We could all assume that. So, it is a zgula, like some other zgulas. The most important zgula is a posek in Tehillim. Kuf yutes posek tet zayin. Bechukoy secho ishtasho lo eshkach dvorecho. And the Radak writes on that posek. Ka'asher ani oisek bedivrei Torah, אני משתעשע בוהם, ולפיכך לא אשכחם, כי הימו לי לסוסוין ולשמחס לבב. First gula for the Koran is memorizing the Radak. The posuk, בחוקו יסך, הוא השתעשע לא אשכח דבורךו. כאשר אני יויסק בדברי תויר, אני משתעשע בהם, ולפיכך לא אשכחם, כי הימו לי לסוסוין ולשמחס לבב. The better you learn, the more you enjoy your learning. You internalize what you learn, and you will remember better. This is, once again, not a guarantee. You'll still forget. But when you enjoy your learning, and you're excited and animated, and you are mishtasheya bedivrei Torah, that is the best and greatest gula to retain and to remember what you're learning. So once again, all the wonderful boys that came to learn in this wonderful yeshiva, take advantage of every moment. And none of us knows where life is going to take us. Some of you might be lawyers, some of you might be doctors, some of you might be businessmen, and I hope all that go into business will be very successful and be able to support the yeshiva and many other yeshivas. And I hope that ultimately some of you will choose to be teachers of Torah. So when I speak to young American boys, I say, who is the lucky person? The person that's getting paid for things he would do anyway. Not many people out there that are getting paid for things they would do anyway. I'm getting paid for things I would do anyway. What would change in my life if I would win the New York Lottery $500 million? Would I stop visiting your yeshiva? I promise you, no. Would I stop teaching? No. Would I stop writing tshuvas? No. What would change in my life? I would love to buy an apartment in Yerushalayim for each of my grandchildren, but $500 million wouldn't be enough to do that. So, not much would change in my life if I would be rich. Because I'm getting paid for things I love to do. And there are not many people that could say that. I have some Talmidim that are tour guides. And the tourists they show around are so excited and taking pictures right and left, and they can't get enough of it. And the guide says, To me, this is the most boring job I could imagine. I say exactly the same things every day. I see the same sights every day. I would much rather be at home. I visit sites I have visited hundreds of times, and every time I come, I see new things that I didn't realize before. Every time I go over Sugya, and every time I say a Shia, there's always something new about it. Some new angles, some new Havana, something new. And I'm never bored. I'm never bored to learn. So I hope that ultimately some of you will choose the most exciting job we could ever imagine, and that is teaching Torah. And when you observe your Rebbeim and this yeshiva, they always seem to be so happy. Look at the yeshiva smiling. Makes me happy. So, take advantage of every moment you have in yeshiva. Learn a lot of Torah. And we all hope that this war is drawing to an end. We all hope, because this has been such a tragic 15 months. So we've seen so many miracles. And last time I was here, we spoke about the war, about the questions that come up in this war. So we've seen miracles. And the enemy has 100 times as many casualties as we have, but to us that is not a nachama. What do we care? To us, every life lost is one too much, is one too many. Another family torn asunder, another set of yesaimim and almonis, which is unbearable and painful. So we very much hope, b'shiata d'shmaya, that this war will be over soon and all the shvuyim and all the hostages will come safely home, and all the young soldiers will come home, l'chaim, v'l'simcha, v'l'sholoim. And as I said last time I was here, your Torah makes a difference, and your tefillahs make a difference, and each and every one of us needs to bear in mind that we're part of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is one big, huge, extended family. Kulanu bnei ish echod nachnu. We are all children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov, and we're all one big family. And we learn and we daven for each other. So we all hope we will only be zeichet to Yeshua senachomois, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu yirachem aleinu, and the schus of your Torah, and the Torah of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us only racham shamayim, and we should be zeichet b'korah b'yomeinu to see Pnei Moshiach Tzidkenu b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.